Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hello, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. This is a time when you get to ask those questions that you have and to get the answers that guidance wants you to hear. Okay, I'm learning how to talk. I'm actually getting good at it. It's only taken me 62 years. Amazing what you can learn. So we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. And if you'll just give me 1 second, I'll be able to let you hear the magical DC love. Okay, computers take longer when you're waiting on them. There she is.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. This is the Magical DC Love. I'm so happy that we're together tonight. A little bit about me is that I've seen spirit from a very young age. I mean, very young, maybe like 3, 4. I just thought everyone did. And in regard to, you know, my present journey, how you make the connection between then and now, it actually started with cookies. And I love cookies. And these were sugar cookies with amazing sprinkles. But the funny thing about the cookies is they flew off my countertop. I think it was like a 2-pound bowl onto my floor, and I had cookies and sprinkles everywhere. It was unbelievable. And if that's not enough to get your attention, my cell phone began to text me, and it was my cousin's friend from the other side wanting to connect with me. And at that time, I wasn't ready for that kind of a connection, so I was erasing as fast as she was connecting. And, you know, that certainly is enough probably for anyone. Well, Spirit didn't think it was enough for me, because then I actually had Spirit sitting on me. And I couldn't breathe, and I'm going, please get off me. I can't breathe. And all of that propels me to where I am today. You know, Spirit really did get my attention, and I'm so glad, because the journey that I find myself on is truly, truly amazing. It was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. I discovered, wow, I really do have a strong connection with Spirit. And since then, I've never looked back. Now, I did have a work background, and it was completely different, of course. That work background was in law enforcement. I've hung up my 357, but I still continue to serve and protect. Instead, I offer angelic love, and I channel, and I bring forth messages and divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my inspired dog. And I can't forget, I do have another guide that, I she comes in last, but of course not least, the divine Joan Rivers. She and I first connected while she was in a coma. I have the craziest connections. And I was walking past my TV, and I heard, can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay? And I'm looking around. I was the only one in the room. And I'm thinking, who's Cooper? So I Googled Joan Rivers, and here I found out that Cooper was her grandson. So I said, lady, I'm a little bit out of the loop. I think you better find someone else. And she gave me about 5 hours or so, and then she came back and she, you know, she threatened me. I'm not going to say what she said, but the funnier part of it is we've been together ever since, and really is a divine connection. And Joan has left this door open, and those on the other side, believe it or not, they walk through it continually. My chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating as well as wide variety of divine source, and it really helps me to relate and to work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, but I think normal's overrated anyway. And I'm so blessed to be able to connect during these live radio shows and access an even wider audience and bring my, you know, my unique brand of divine message to people, you know, at regular intervals. But if you want the cliff notes, my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good evening, everyone. This is the Magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. Boy, I have a long name. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker and author, and 1,001 other things. My goal is to understand life and to have the freedom to be who I am without anything getting in the way. And apparently it takes us a long time to reach that point because I've been working at it for a number of years. But it's been an incredible, wonderful journey, and I really am enjoying myself and my life and everything that it's bringing for me. So I help other people to understand their lives and their choices and how to change their beliefs. And when you change a belief, you change your life. So if you don't like your life, you want it to change, start with your beliefs, because that's really the point where it all begins. You really are the one who is creating everything you experience. And I mean that in the most positive way possible. It's not saying that it's your fault. There is no fault. It's just a matter of accepting who you are and making changes. So you can learn more about me by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots and lots of information there. Feel free to look it over and let me know if you have any questions. All right. It is time now for us to go to our callers, DC. And our first caller is from area code 401. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Carrie. I'm calling in from Rhode Island.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hello. I was caught off guard because I didn't realize that my hand, but definitely here for a reason, and I'm more than willing to talk with you guys. Sorry about that. I was enjoying listening.
Well, good. We're glad you're enjoying listening, and now you get to enjoy talking as well.
And, you know, Carrie, this is DC. As soon as, you know, Barbara said your number and everything, and you were caught off hard. You know, this is just like one of those little synchronicities, you know. You were meant to call in to enjoy the show, but to talk to us as well. Okay?
And I remember speaking with you quite some time ago because I recognize, you know, the name, your names, and I'm glad I'm here tonight. I really don't have a specific question prepared, but if you get anything for me, I'm open to whatever you may have.
Beautiful. Well, I'm getting, you know, I don't know what you've been asking for or what you've been, you know, thinking about, but you're beginning to manifest something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting, you know, watch out for synchronicities. That could be a chance encounter, meeting someone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the angels are saying, you know, you're just going to be, you know, just be on, you know, on alert there because there's going to be some, you know, magic in your life as well, okay? And they're
really
saying
so.
She already knows that things don't happen by accident. Angels are saying she's pretty smart.
Yeah. It's been a transitionary time, so I'm definitely open to creating something new, and things have obviously slowed down worldwide for many people, but hoping that
okay,
the,
well,
the, open to it, you know? So one day at a time.
Okay, so I'm going to give you what the angels have for you, okay? Because we're almost in the month of July. I can't believe June is like gone, you know?
Yeah.
And what I'm getting for you is the word change, hon, okay? So what is it that you're looking for? Because I'm getting that it's sort of like you're seeking some kind of a change.
Absolutely. July also represents an anniversary of a passing of somebody very close to me, my father. It'll be 6 years, but I own property that I received after he passed, and I own it with a significant other. We're not married, but I'm definitely trying to create a new beginning for myself. So a little validation, but absolutely need some change.
Okay. So I do feel energy coming in, and you said dad has passed. I do feel like he's saying that, you know, that you've had some, you know, difficult times in your life. It hasn't always been easy.
That'd be right.
And he's also saying that you feel at times like maybe people take you for granted a little bit, hon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he's saying, you are very gifted. He wants you to trust in your gut a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, you know, like, I'm here for you. You could talk to me. I could help you to, you know, find the answers you're looking for. But he's saying you have the ability to make really good choices as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants you to really think about what is best for you.
Right.
Okay? And he's saying don't be afraid to make decisions.
Right. That's 100%.
He's showing
correct.
Me you have like an entourage of angels around you, a family and spirit. Okay? Mm-hmm. And he's saying listen to that beautiful little voice within, because that is the voice, you know, that is the voice of the divine. Okay? And it
mm-hmm.
will help you to do everything for your highest good. Okay? So I believe him. I believe that you are, you know, really, really intuitive, and you have the ability to make some amazing choices, okay?
Uh-huh.
Just start listening. Okay. I'm just trying to see here. He's showing me sunflowers. I don't know if that resonates with you.
I love sunflowers.
But I'm, okay, he's showing me beautiful sunflowers. Okay. Are you artistic? Because I'm seeing like a palette there with all these different colors.
I mean, I miss embracing that side of myself. It's sort of, it's just stuff that I've actually just started delving into again, you know, just whether it was through like therapeutic, just coloring or taking up something, a canvas and just painting. I'm not inherently very gifted at it, but it's been very therapeutic.
So what,
for me to just creativity out.
Yeah, but just doing that really helps you to connect and, you know, really to go forward. If you're not
yeah.
exactly sure, just, you know, connect and do the things that you love, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank
so,
you.
So you might think it's just like something silly, but it's actually, that's very important, because as you're coloring or painting, you're more so like you're taking your mind off of things, you know?
Yeah. It's hard to stay grounded. So,
you know,
yeah,
I'm
that makes
very
sense.
Sorry. I have an emergency call. Carrie, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, okay?
Okay.
I'll be right back with you, Barbara.
Okay. Okay, Carrie.
Hi.
I keep hearing significant other. is there something about your relationship with your significant other that's not, it's like there's something missing.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, there's a train that just went by my house. The exact moment you said
it's okay.
that. yeah, and, well, and actually, DC, I know she had to take an emergency call. He's actually a firefighter, so there's just another validation.
No.
But, yeah, it's just been a very toxic relationship, I guess you could say, in the beginning. You know, what I thought was truth was revealed not to be, and it's been a few years, so I know that I've given it enough time, and it's just never progressed. A lot of deception, and, you know, obviously I opened up, and the other person didn't reciprocate, so it's just time to go. It's just leaving has been more difficult than I've ever experienced, you know.
Yeah, it feels like not, he's never made a commitment to you.
Yeah, it's like just the ties, you know. I mean, it's not the physical leaving, but, yeah, it's been difficult. So you'd be right on that, 100%.
Okay. So are you changing that now, or are you?
Yes, well, working towards it.
Okay.
Yeah, there's been legal issues. Yeah.
They're showing me you're hiding under a rock. That's what they're showing me. You hiding under a rock, so. get out from under the rock and do the things that you need to do.
Yeah, I know. And I've tried so many different ways to go about sort of initiating change and have not been successful. So it's sort of like getting knocked down and getting back up again. And I'm determined. But, you know, even the most simple tasks have been challenging, you know, selling a property, him not accepting, you know, it's just the relationship is not there, but the legal bindings are. So that's going to be the hard part, but I'm sure it will all get worked out, especially once court is back up and running. I know it's been shut down for many states, but ours is starting to get back under the top.
And use your guidance, use your team. They're saying she doesn't use us. She doesn't let us do anything. So stop stopping them, you know. If you set the intention that everything's going to flow fine, you're going to, you know, disentangle yourself quickly and easily, they will make that happen. And it will be quicker and easier than you ever imagined. But that's only if you let them do what they're there to do.
I've been trying. I talk to them often. I sometimes feel I have more on that side than this one because it's been alienating to have to, you know, go through a situation like this. But you learn a lot in the process. So I definitely am open and will be meditating on that intention later on this evening, as
okay.
I do most days.
Well, just realize that when they bring you what you desire, it doesn't look like what you expect. I don't think it ever looks like what you expect. So let go of any expectations you have. And just go with what feels right in the moment. Don't try to see beyond that. Because eventually you'll look back and you'll see that everything was right and everything was flowing and everything was wonderful. But while you're going through it, you don't necessarily see it.
Right. I second guess a lot, okay. So definitely just trusting myself more, I think, would make the process flow.
Yeah.
I think too much. Yeah.
Yeah. The more you trust, the easier it becomes. Okay. They want me to give you an example from my life. And this is an example how my life changed over the course of, it was less than 2 weeks. So I was living in a house that was owned by my nephew, and I was living there because I'd taken care of my brother until he died. So my nephew shows up one Saturday and says, I'm going to sell the house. That was the first time I'd heard anything about it. So, you know, I told him that he should take a little time, you know, let me find another place to live and blah, blah, blah. And on Monday, he sold the house. And when he sold it, he told me, the new owner said, you can take as long as you need to get out, no big deal. And so the next day, I was at the church, and my sister called and said, the new owner says we have to be out by Thursday. This was a Monday. No, it was Monday. And my first reaction was, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? Blah, 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 blah. And I just let it all go, and I said, okay. I'm trusting you guys make this work. So I talked to the guy. He gave me like 10 days or something like that, which at the time I felt was really going to be absolutely fine. And I don't know why I felt that way because I didn't know what the hell I was going to do or anything. So
right. That
Sunday I went to church and one of the church members said, I've got a room in my house that I'm willing to rent if you were interested. So after church, he took me to his house and I looked at the room and I said, yeah, I like this room. And he said, okay, it's yours. So I went back home and I called another friend of mine and I said, I need to move on Wednesday. And he said, okay, I can do that. It turns out that he was busy going to a city that's 100 miles away every day that week except for Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
So he came on Wednesday. He brought his truck and a trailer, loaded up everything I had to move, brought it over to the new place, unloaded it. And the next week is when all of the pandemic stuff happened.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't know that was going to happen. I didn't know anything that was going to happen. I just followed my guidance. I did what they told me to do. Everything worked out fine. I moved. It didn't cost me a penny. It was easy. And now I'm living in a house that's absolutely wonderful. The guy who owns the house loves to cook, so he feeds me. And he loves to garden, so there's beautiful plants all over the place. It's an amazing place to live. Now, if I had known what was going to happen, I probably would have had expectations and I would have set limitations and all this other stuff, but I just decided I was just going to go with it no matter what. And so what could have been a catastrophe turned out to be one of the most wonderful experiences in my life, and I love where I am.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And really, I'm like almost at a loss for words because it's it's very similar to the situation I'm in right now. I just feel like the way the world's at me, finding a new place and then being the one to try to sell, even though my co-owner doesn't want to, you know, so it's like both roles, but at the same time, like which to do first, that's inspiring. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Okay, so just remember, get out of your own way.
Thank you. I really appreciate
that. All right, so let's see if there's anything they want us to clear. Yes, there is. Okay, so repeat after me. Dear innate, my life is fine.
Dear innate, my life is fine.
Dear innate, I am moving ahead.
Dear innate, I am moving ahead.
Dear innate, things happen with grace and ease.
Dear innate, things happen with grace and ease.
Dear innate, I attract what I desire.
Dear innate, I attract what I desire.
Dear innate, I do not have to chase or work hard.
Dear innate, I do not have to chase or work hard.
Dear innate, I make the best decisions.
Dear innate, I make the best decisions.
Dear innate, I allow my dreams to come true.
Dear innate, I allow my dreams to come true.
Dear innate, I let go of the need to struggle.
Dear innate, I let go of the need to struggle.
Dear innate, I let go of who I have been.
Dear innate, I let go of who I have been.
Dear innate, I release the need to punish myself.
Dear innate, I release the need to punish myself.
Dear innate, I release the need to condemn myself.
Dear innate, I release the need to condemn myself.
Dear innate, I allow my life to work even when I don't know how.
Dear innate, I allow my life to work even when I don't know how.
Dear innate, I release my old relationships even when I don't know how.
Dear innate, I release my old relationships even when I don't know how.
Dear innate, I simply let go.
I'm sorry, you broke up just a little bit on that one. It was some white noise.
Dear innate, I simply let go.
No. Dear innate, I simply let go. Oh.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. You breathe out, just let go. Okay, how does that feel?
Feels much better. I'm very warm. I definitely feel like a weight. Thank you.
And your father is saying he loves you and he's proud of you.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, now get busy creating that life that's right for you.
Thank you, guys. Both of you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And do that. And DC is gone, but I'm sure she will be back. Okay, they're telling me to go on without her. So if you guys wanted to talk to DC, I'm sorry. She's not here right now, but she is coming back. If they tell me she is. Okay, let's go to area code 216. All right, who's this?
Hello, my name is Sharon. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Sharon. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
So what's happening in your life?
Well, I just pick up anything you're picking up. How's that?
Oh, your team is just cracking up.
That's funny.
She's always been like that.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay. Let's see what they want to tell you. What do you want to tell her?
There you go.
The first thing they're saying is, you are loved. You don't always believe us when we tell you this, but you are loved. We want you to start looking at yourself, looking at yourself in a different way, opening up to you, opening up to the truth of you, opening up to the heart of you. You've spent so much time trying to be what other people said you're supposed to be. And you don't have to do that. You never had to do that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you just being you. Just doing the things that you enjoy doing whenever you enjoy doing them. It's not up to anybody else to fix your life or to make you right. You're not wrong. There's nothing wrong with you. We want you to start accepting yourself, loving yourself, having fun with yourself, just sitting and laughing and joking with yourself. You don't have to have anybody else around. It's just a matter of you accepting you. And we know sometimes that is the hardest thing in the world for a person to do. But we know that you can do it. Because we see the truth of who you are, the beauty of who you are, the love of who you are. And it's time for you to start living that. And if you want us to be a part of it, then just invite us. Have a party. Tell us to come over. We'll be more than happy to do that. We love you. We love you. Play music and dance with us. We love you. Just have fun with us. We love you. Your life is meant to be enjoyed. That is the first and foremost thing. You should have fun. How's that? Okay, that's what they wanted to tell you.
Wow. Do you have any messages for anyone who's crossed over? I was just wondering if anybody would come through. That's what I was seeing.
They're saying, who do you want?
My dad.
Ah. He's kind of coming up to the front and elbowing his people like, look, she called on me, you know. Okay.
He died in January.
Here's what he wants to say. Let go of the grief. Let go of the grief. I'm okay. Just because I'm not in that body anymore doesn't mean there's anything wrong with me. I'm actually happier than I've been in a long time. And I want you to start being happy. Because seeing you smile makes me smile. You want my life to be better, then make your life better. Because I love you. And I have always wanted you to have the very best life possible. I just didn't know how to show it. I just didn't know how to make it happen. But it turns out it wasn't my responsibility anyway. You are the one who is responsible for you. My job is to love you, and that I take seriously. So, yes, you are seriously loved. So be you. You're beautiful. You are wonderful. I am just so blessed to have had you in my life. And I want you to know that about yourself. I want you to feel that about yourself. Stop putting off your own life. Live. Please. Live. I love you. Always.
That was wonderful. Like I said, he just died this year, so it was a big one. That was a biggie.
Yeah, but he's okay. He really is. I know.
And DC's not on? I'm sorry, she had a call. I know.
She had a call, and she hasn't come back yet. Well, not back yet. I don't know if it was something having to do with, you know, her house and all of the wonderful things she's been going through.
But
she's been learning to let go and have fun, too. That's how she learns. Sometimes the lesson is, sometimes they feel like they're slapping us in the face. Because they're teaching us things, and it's just like, oh, my God, can't you find an easier way to teach me? But that's okay.
Well, thank you very much for the message. It was beautiful. Thank you.
You are welcome. Okay, they're saying, was there anybody else you wanted to hear from?
No, just my dad. But, I mean, if anybody came through, that's okay. No, I'm fine.
Okay.
I know.
All right. Yeah, he is. And he really, 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 he's going to make me say really forever, I think, loves you. So don't ever doubt that.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. And go do something fun.
Okay.
He says, that's an order. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you for the message.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay. Now we're going to call up area code 917. And I want to remind everybody that DC is not here right now in this moment, but I'm sure she's coming back. I'll just keep saying that. Hi, who's this?
Hey, how are you? This is Felicia. How's it going?
It's going great, Felicia. How is your life?
Oh, everything is going fine during this hot summer.
Yes, it is wonderfully warm. So what's on your mind today?
Okay, so right now I'm intuitive. I don't have a love life, but I'm going back to school. So I pick up two energies around me, just those two. I pick up several, but these are the two people that I'm interested in. I see one guy that's a little bit younger than me and then one guy my age. So are you able to help me with that or just go with the flow?
The first thing they're asking is, what do you need help with? You already know who's out there.
Oh, okay. They're both
They're bringing you opportunities to have fun.
That's what I
was
thinking.
Own way. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what it is. It's about the fun. It's about you lightening up and having fun.
Okay.
They're saying that sometimes you get caught up in other people's energies and they want you to stop that.
And how do I, that's the thing about it. I don't want your energy. And how do I stop
it?
Because I'm not interested in them.
One of the ways you can do it is, you take the energies that are coming to you even the ones you don't want, you take them into your heart, and then you lift them up to the heavens.
Okay. All right.
And they deal with it. It's no longer something you have to deal with. But you have to take it into your heart in order to transform it and let it go.
Okay, I will. Okay, I see, because I'm the kind of person I have an attitude when people try to approach me, but I'm going to take it into my heart and give it to the universe. You're right. Just let it go.
Yeah, because there's really nothing you're supposed to do with it. That's not your energy. It's not your problem.
Yes. I see
so
that, yes.
You're not taking it on. You're taking it in so you can let it go. So don't take it in and keep it. It's not yours.
Okay.
Don't steal other people's energy, okay?
I will not do that. Mm-mm. I will not do that. Not at all. Okay, so my question is answered. Taking just keeping those two, when it narrows down, but the other people, I wasn't ever interested in them at the beginning. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't even have to say anything.
And they're also saying that even with those two, the two that you have an interest in and you know that they have an interest in you, you can also take in their energies and send it up, because that actually opens it up.
Okay.
That actually opens up the whole experience for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're both professionals. That's what I like about them. This one is just younger, and I was getting a little confused. So,
the age has nothing to do with anything.
That's what I pick up. That's what I pick up through his energy. That's exactly what he says.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't care how old you are. He doesn't care how old he is. He just. He likes you. He likes your energy. He wants to spend time in your energy, young woman.
Okay. And what about the other one? The one that's my age.
Oh, he likes you too. Let's see. Let me see what I'm getting from him. He says he can show you that older is wiser, but they still know how to have fun.
Really? Okay.
So they're both going to offer you the fun in their own unique ways. And,
okay.
You know, just have fun with both of them.
Okay. Okay, but the other one is coming to a lot stronger now. The other one, okay. Okay. I don't feel as bad.
Hey, there's no reason to feel bad at all. You're going to have a good time.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, you know, get your dancing shoes out, dust them off, because, you know, you may go out dancing and having fun. And, yeah. Just have a good time. That's what it's all about.
Okay.
All right. Let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too. Okay. And our next caller is 1111111111, my favorite number. Hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you today?
Oh, I'm a little exhausted. I didn't get any sleep last night, but I'm here at work today. But I'm okay.
Okay, what are you worrying about?
I'm really not worrying too much, but I've got another place to come in. I got screamed at last night before I went to bed for a couple hours. Just by a couple of bullies.
Okay. Yeah, and you're still hanging on to that energy. You need to let that go. Let's clear that out of you. Okay, here is the goddess asked to help you let that go. Yeah, definitely. Okay, here we go. Do not take it personally. Do not take it personally. Other people's anger, their frustration, their stress is not yours. Do not take it on. Do not take it on. We are removing all of that from you right now because it's not your energy. And you should not be living with that. And it should not be keeping you awake all night, wondering and worrying and stressing, and especially about something that's not even yours to begin with. We want you to start letting things go. If it's not yours, let it go. Give it to God. Give it to the angels, however you see it. Give it to me. You know that I will help you. I will take it, and I will do what is appropriate with it. It's not yours, and you're not required to live with it. It's not yours. There, now we're bringing peace back into your heart. That is where you are meant to be. You are so loved and you are so loving and you work so hard to try to make things right for everybody. But we want you to work that hard to make things right for you. We want you to recognize you deserve a wonderful life and you deserve peace and you deserve respect and you deserve to be honored. You deserve that. Let go of everything else. Bringing you back to you. Just take a deep breath. You feel the muscles relaxing in your body now. Letting go of all of the tension. And especially letting go of any expectation the same thing will happen again, because it won't. Because now you have changed. So there's nothing to worry about. Just let go. Okay. Oh, that's better.
I did have some of those ice drinks. You know, the ice drinks? I think they got caffeine in them. They don't have any calories. But I was drinking about maybe like three or four of them. I really don't like them. I really weren't drinking them, but I bought them for my brother, and he doesn't really like that flavor. So I had some. I've been up a few times, so I think that kept me up quite a bit as well. You know, but that was just so I just laid there.
And remember, if you buy something for whatever reason, and it turns out to be something that you don't like, throw it in the trash. You don't have to drink it.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually do you any benefit. It didn't benefit
right.
you at all. In fact, it just stressed you. So throw it in the trash. It's okay.
Yeah.
Or give it to somebody else, you know. Give it to a
I was
going
to give it to, you know,
something.
My brother. He doesn't like the flavor, but I might give it to his wife, you know. She kind of likes it. I'll send him around for her. She drinks tea that has a lot of caffeine in it, so...
Okay.
I'll just set them up. Set a couple up. And I think I got about five or six left. But
yeah.
I bought about
18. You don't drink any of them.
Yeah. See, so I don't really like a lot of stuff. I've really changed my diet. I don't eat tofu. It has estrogen in it. It's bad for males. And I don't eat a lot of things. I'm drinking almond milk now instead of like milk. So
yeah.
I've switched a lot of things, and they still drink a lot of stuff. But I'm going down to the apartment tomorrow, and I got all the paperwork together to get into the new apartment. So hopefully they'll do a check and everything. And it's vacant, so hopefully I'll be able to move in as soon as possible.
Oh, wonderful.
It is a second story, but it might be a little more secluded up there, too.
Yeah.
So it might be good.
Good. Feels like it'll be a good space for you.
Yeah. All
Wonderful.
Right.
Well, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Barbara.
And talk to Ast and don't take on other people's energy, even if they're shoving it in your face. It's not yours.
Yeah, I was just trying to tell him, she was like deviously laughing, after, and they wanted me to pay for all the food, and she goes to Costco and shops $300 worth of stuff, and they already had, you know, the refrigerator so packed they can't fit anything in it, and then she eats my food, and she wants me to do a mess of stuff, so she's having a breakdown, I think so. But it makes it hard on my brother too, so I guess so.
Yeah, but that's not yours.
That's
don't take
that's
it off.
That's their stuff. So I'll be leaving soon. So I don't think I should really invite them over. You know, since I have high blood pressure, you know, that's going to be my thing. And say, well, look, I have high blood pressure. You know, I don't want to. You know, I'm dead man walking. You know, I can't put up with any of this. You know, I mean, it could put me in a stroke or something. And, you know, so.
Well, yeah, and it's your space, and you are the one that gets to decide who's going to be in it. So if you don't want them in it, don't invite them.
They might want to move over and, you know, kind of bother me over there and that kind of thing. But
no, that's your space. Leave them alone.
I appreciate it.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is, wait, let me make sure DC's not back yet. No, don't see her. All right, our next caller is from area code 914. Hi, who's this?
Hi, how are you? It's Kat. How are you, Barbara?
I am doing great, Kat. How are you?
Good, thank God. Good, I'm happy you're doing great as well.
How's your love relationship?
Well, you know what happened? It was my birthday Friday, and he had told me he was going to come over, and then we were all going to go to the beach, and he invited me to a party as well afterwards. Well, he did not show.
Oh, my goodness.
Happy birthday. Yeah, but... yeah. So one of the seven is eliminated from the running.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't know.
Well, there will be other choices, so.
Okay. Yeah, that's good to know. There's other options.
Yeah. Oh. And one of them's coming really soon, so, okay.
Oh, yay. Okay.
Yeah. So what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was wondering about work. I encountered a new potential collaborator. Her name starts with OC. And I don't know, I'm wondering, she was thinking... we came up with sort of a plan to do a project overseas. So I was wondering if you see that happening, not this year, but next year, possibly.
Okay. Yeah, because when you said a project overseas, the first thing I was getting was now's not a good time. Okay. So, but you're talking about next year. All right. Let's see.
Yeah.
So is it something that is going to enrich others?
It's like a creative endeavor. I hope it enriches them, you know, spiritually, mentally, entertainment-wise.
And is it going to be doing something that you truly enjoy doing?
Yes.
Okay. They say it's very important that your work not be work.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
Okay. Good. Because having fun is most important. All right, let's see what else they're saying about it. Do you trust her?
It's new, so I'm like, She has
that's kind of what it feels like.
Yeah. like, she'll tell me, you know, we have to talk, we'll, you know, but then it's like, oh, this came up. And truthfully, that does give me pause sometimes, but I don't know, maybe Mercury right now, maybe just this, you know.
Yeah, they're saying, listen to your heart. Listen to your heart. Ignore all that other stuff. Just listen to your heart.
Yeah. Like, in other words, so maybe do the project, but not with her?
Well, the project does feel good. The project feels good. The project feels like you. Now, if you do not trust her, do not do the project with her. Because
right. That's
setting yourself up for something that would not be, you know, wonderful. You would always be doubting, worried, fearful, whatever. And that's not the energy you need to be in.
No.
And if it just means that you need to talk to her and tell her, okay, if you tell me we're going to do something, we need to do it, you know, so that you can establish that trust. They're not saying to dump her. They're just saying to listen to your heart. Do what you are inspired to do. And if she turns out not to be the one to do the project with, that's fine. And if she turns out to be the one to do the project with, that's fine. But you need to feel secure in what you're doing.
Yeah.
So focus on you.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, they're saying don't give your power away. You often give your power away. You need to stop doing that. Other people don't need your power. They have their own. It's yours.
Yes.
You keep it.
Yes, indeed. Oh, I love that. That's a T-shirt right there. That's awesome.
Maybe that's your next project. You know, develop a T-shirt.
Yes. Barbara's clothing line. Well,
your energy looks pretty good. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm trying really, like, even with that thing that happened, just, you know, take things in stride. And, I'm trying not to think of, you know, any spreading or spikes of that stuff out there and maintain positive on that it's going to be, you know, all right and things will be even better than they were before for everyone.
Well, they're saying that you should also do the thing that I was telling. Who was I telling? I don't remember. My mind just went completely blank, but that's okay. I was talking about taking the energy that is coming to you from, could be coming from other people, could be coming from situations, doesn't matter where it's coming from. Take it into your heart and then give it to the angels, to God, to the universe, whomever it is you want to give it to. But it's bringing it into your heart and then giving it away, letting it go. And when you do that, it's releasing you from the issue, from whatever it is, because it's being transformed. So
I love that.
You need to start doing that with more and more things. You know, just take them into your heart and then send them up. Let them go.
Yeah, no, that's beautiful. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I love that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And you can do that with not just people and situations. They're actually showing you an image of you taking the whole medical community into your heart and tossing them away. So.
Oh, wow.
And all of the things they've told you and all of that crappy stuff that feels like, bleh. You know, just take it in and let it all go.
Yeah, I really feel that things are going to turn out for all of us, you know, much better.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yay!
Wonderful. Yes. Okay, then. Yeah. Get yourself ready for the new guy and, you know, start clearing stuff out of your heart. There you go.
Yeah. Is he someone I don't know? Total, like, new face.
Total new.
Yay! I'll let you know, and I told you, you and DC are coming to my wedding.
Okay, but you've got to pick one first.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. Aww. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Kat.
Thank you, many blessings to you and yours. Much love. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. I'm beginning to wonder if DC is ever going to come back, but that's okay. We're going to our next caller, area code 303.
Hey there.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. My name's Allison.
Hi,
that's
Allison.
Really,
what can I do for you?
It's nice hearing your show today. I did not have a great night, and you just have this kind of soothing, calming voice and presence, so I'm really glad just to just to catch
well,
you
I'm
and
so
be
glad
listening.
That I can help.
Yeah. My situation is pretty complicated, so I'm not going to go into the details of it. But I would like to know maybe if there's somebody on the other side who can maybe give me some guidance on this major relocation that I've been needing to accomplish, but obviously cannot at this time. It's really made things even more confusing than they already were, you know, before the lockdown. Now I'm really stuck. And I think there's been a couple people on the other side who might have something helpful to say to me right now. Just really struggling right now with my directions.
Well, the first thing I was getting when you said it's really complicated is I just kept hearing simplify, 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 simplify.
Yeah, I've done that.
So
yeah, I've done that.
We tend to think of something and we tend to think, okay, if I do this and it means this, if I do this and it means this and I can't do this because of this. And we complicate it and we build it and we make it bigger and bigger and bigger. And they want you to deconstruct what you've constructed. Decide what is most important and then focus on that and only that and let the rest of it go. And set your intentions about what it is you actually want to experience. And we're not just talking about, you know, getting to the end point and that's what I want to experience. We're talking about allowing the whole thing to flow, allowing everything to be so easy, allowing everything that you need to be there whenever you need it, allowing everything that you desire to just come into your life. You don't have to chase it down. You don't have to do any work at all. And if you want to just imagine it where you really, literally don't have to do a darn thing, then imagine the right people coming in and they're packing up everything and they're moving you and you move in and they unpack you and they put everything in place. And all you have to do is just sit there and go, ah. Because that's how simple it can be. But when you start complicating it, you are adding limitations and all of these other things to it. And that's what causes you to get stressed out about the whole situation. Okay. And you're saying again, simplify, 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 simplify. All right, now let's see who wants to talk to you. I think, do you have an aunt that has passed over?
I have no clue. I'm not close to that side of my. I only had one aunt, and she was not even my real aunt. She was my, you know, she was an aunt by marriage, and I knew her as a child, you know, 50 years ago. You know.
Okay.
She's my uncle's wife, and not a bad person, but just no one I really even knew that well. You know, she was there when I was a child, you know, family reunions, things like that. That's it, though.
Okay. Well, I think this is her because you're saying, even though I wasn't an aunt by blood, I was still your aunt. Okay. And this is what she wants to say to you. I want you to recognize that you are making your own choices. And the choices that you are making are creating what you are experiencing. You are the one who is responsible for your life. And as long as you are standing there seeing what is wrong with any and every situation, you are simply creating more and more of what is wrong. I want you to let go of what's wrong and start seeing what's right. Start seeing the beauty in the situation. Start seeing that you may be able to do things that you couldn't have done if things were not as they are. Many people, while all of this pandemic, ridiculous stuff is going on, are making changes to themselves, to their lives, to what's possible and what's impossible. And so instead of deciding that it's not possible for you to do something because of the pandemic, decide that it is even easier and less expensive for you to do it because of the pandemic. Because everything is changing and everyone is changing. And it's time for you to start accepting that you can have what you desire. You can get out of your own way. You can do it. And you can do it simply and easily. And you can have it all work perfectly. It's like a beautiful puzzle that just comes together with grace and ease. Let go of the whole idea that it needs to be hard. Nothing needs to be hard. This is your life, and you deserve a beautiful, wonderful, amazing life. You deserve it. You deserve it. So create it and allow it. It's your choice. Okay, that's what she wanted to tell you.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to do a few Dear Innate statements. I think there's some stuff in your energy that you really need to let go of. So repeat what I say. Dear Innate, I release the fear.
I'm sorry, could you tell me what her name is and how to spell that? I don't know this one.
It's Dear Innate, I-N-N-A-T-E.
Okay, thank you. All right, okay.
And this is a part of you.
Yeah.
This is a part of you that orchestrates everything in your life. Okay.
Okay, got it.
Dear
okay.
Innate, I release the fear.
Dear Innate, I release the fear.
Dear Innate, I release the difficulty.
Dear Innate, I release the difficulty.
Dear Innate, I release the complication.
I can't really repeat that. The complications are not of my own making, so.
It doesn't matter.
The best I can say is, Dear Innate, I work around the complications. I work around the complications. I can say that. I can't lie.
When you're releasing the complications, you're actually releasing the energy of it. It doesn't matter if the energy came from you or if it came from somebody else. But you're releasing the energy and the impact that it has on your life. That's why they want you to release the complications.
Yeah, I flow around the complications like the river around the stone.
Okay.
That I can say.
Dear Innate, I accept my life.
Dear Innate, I accept my life.
Dear Innate, I am open to change.
Oh, Dear Innate, I am definitely open to change.
Dear Innate, I allow my life to get better.
Dear Innate, I definitely allow my life to get better.
Dear Innate, I allow my dreams to come true.
serenade. I allow my dreams to unfold.
Dear innate, I no longer stand in my own way.
Dear innate, I no longer stand in my own way.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I release and I let go.
Dear innate, I completely let go.
Dear innate, I completely let go.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I allow things to happen.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I allow things to happen.
Dear innate, I deserve the best.
Dear innate, I deserve the best.
Take a nice deep, deep breath.
I'm sorry?
Take a nice deep, deep breath.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
How does that feel?
There's a little more space, but there's a lot of confusion at this time. So that's just something that needs to continue to be, addressed.
Okay. Well, let's let that go. Dear innate, I release the confusion.
There's a wall of confusion, I'll call it. That's what it looks like. Dear innate, I penetrate through the confusion. I have an image of a laser light.